Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Now this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Kane Brown in a little bit later. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and give me the news story that interests you the most, okay? This first person is currently in a bidding war for Mike D's car, and he's also known for being pretty good at playing the guitar. Here he is, producer Eddie.
Guys, this is so cool. So in the 1960s, divers discovered a sunken warship called the Vasa in Sweden. Well, recently they went down and they were like, look, there's a skeleton or whatever. Apparently this ship sank in 1628.
That long ago.
And they found a skeleton. And because of DNA technology and all that stuff, they were able to identify what this woman kind of looked like. Blonde hair, blue eyes, pale skin, bone structure of the skull and everything. Mm. So they brought in a forensic artist. And he, like, recreated this woman that died in 1628. And check out this picture. This is what she looks like.
Interesting.
Like, so something
she that looks like what I would expect a woman to look like in 1626.
You're right. Yeah. But that's pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
And I thought, too, they could do that with that. Like, I mean, people aren't going to get away with any kind of murders anymore.
Except we think that, but then we read the story, half a murder is to go unsolved.
Yeah.
I know, but I think that's changing because of this story.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that the boat has been down there since 1626 is a crazy story, too.
Yeah.
The water hasn't completely eaten it away.
Well, I think she's the only skeleton they found because apparently they lost
that
all the other ones.
It's crazy, too. But, I mean, just a boat being down there that long. We don't even have stuff in this country that's here that long.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. The first time I went overseas, I was like, this is crazy because they had buildings in London that were from, like, 1200. That didn't exist here. It did, but it's before we stole the land from the Native Americans.
Right.
Like, Native Americans, this was their land. They owned it.
We go to Boston, and we're like, wow, that's an old building.
1811? Really. That ain't nothing. Hey, hold my beer, says the UK. All right, moving on. He's in a bidding war with Eddie from Mike D's car. And if you ask him, he's one of Nashville's biggest stars. Here's Lunchbox. Woo.
Well, the truth has come out. Kylie Jenner admits to getting a boob job. For all these years, she has denied it, saying, no, it's just that time of the month. They swell up. I use a push-up bra.
I didn't know any of this.
I didn't know
I can't say I'm very interested in this story.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I've never thought about this.
Why is
and
this
what truth? I haven't really been...
That's what I'm saying. She's been denying it forever.
No.
And then she finally came out and said, you know what? You're right. When I was 20 years old, I got a boob job. I regret it because I had what I would consider nice breasts, perfect breasts. And I didn't know I was going to get pregnant at 20 years old. And I would I would encourage women to wait until after kids if they want to have a boob job. But she has admitted she got a boob job.
Okay, yes, we got you.
Yeah, that was my most interesting story. And look, because she...
No more look. All right, moving on. You can catch this next person on her Four Things podcast where she is the star. Or you can listen to her daily with us where her jokes are usually on par. Here she is, Amy.
Well, you know, Amazon owns Whole Foods now, and by the end of this year, all 500 plus of their locations in the U.S. will be offering Amazon One Palm readers at checkout.
What's that?
That means You don't have to go with your wallet, your phone, anything. You pay with your palm.
Okay, and their hands get stolen.
Okay, guess, first of all, hold on. If they wanted to track us, they would already be tracking. They are tracking us, by the way.
But by our hands now? It is crazy.
But by your phones, your phone never leaves your hand or your pocket.
Well, that's true for the most part. It's in my pocket right now.
And then the other thing is they're going to steal your hand.
Chop
that,
it off.
That is not, but they've done enough of this now where that's not happening.
Okay.
Even with like very expensive rings, people don't chop hands off with jewelry.
You know how they have skimmers? They're going to have a skimmer for your hand and they're going to take your fingerprint.
Well,
and
then they're going to go do this. It, because as soon as technology comes out, they start developing ways to hack the technology or to steal or scan the technology. But it doesn't matter. That's going to happen. I do like this. I think Amy likes it, not because of the technological advancement, because she forgets her wallet and her phone a lot.
And you can't forget your hand.
Right.
Or can you?
That's to me. All you need to do is pre-roll an Amazon One account and link it to a credit card or debit card, and voila.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Everybody's like, they're tracking us. They already have been.
Dang.
You might as well embrace some of the good parts about Big Brother if you're going to be worried about all the bad parts.
Okay.
All right, Ray, hit me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he loves sports, and occasionally he'll wear shorts or jorts. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Subway's giving away subs for life if you legally change your first name to Subway.
Lunchbox.
Would you do that?
No.
SubwayNameChange.com. It starts tomorrow. No, tomorrow, August 1st. That's Tuesday next week.
If you change it, are you entered in to win it with everybody else that changed it? Or if you change it, you're
in? I think even then they're just doing one person.
Oh, yeah. See? So
let me see here. If you're willing to do this, you can sign up for a chance to. This is not a commercial.
Chance.
This is how you know.
Yeah.
SubwayNameChange.com. It's $50,000 worth of Subway gift cards.
That's not for life. That's not.
If you had one sub a day every day, that would last you 10 to 20 years. You'll also get $750 to cover the cost of changing your name.
Wow.
But what if you changed your name, got it, won, then changed it back after you already got the gift cards?
But that's another $700 to change it back.
But you could sell $1,000 in gift cards for $750 cash.
Now you're talking. Right.
That's what we used to do with food stamps all the time. It just depended who had the food stamps. But if I had, let's say, $20 in food stamps. Now, with food stamps, you can really only, you're supposed to only be able to get food. But someone could come up and be like, hey, I'll give you $15 cash for $20 in food stamps. I'd be like, great, because I didn't have any money. So I would do that. We'd do that kind of transaction all the time. But you could do that there. But I'm not changing my name to Subway.
But Lunchbox, like, you don't even use your real name, so you can just be
That's
Subway.
True.
I understand, but I if I'm going to get it for life, I want it for life. $50,000 is not life.
But that's if you ate it every single day.
And I just don't know if I could eat that many sandwiches.
Yeah,
I think you would get tired of eating the sandwiches. So yeah. I don't know. And you do it, and you're only entered for a chance to win. It's not guaranteed.
I have a friend that has a Chipotle lifetime card, free for life.
How do you do that?
It's amazing.
Because they're famous?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's honestly where I see that person the most.
What?
He's in the Chipotle parking lot.
He goes almost every day, if not every day.
Yeah, because there's several shops.
You guys
right
know
there.
Him?
Yeah.
Like what industry?
Here. Nashville music.
Okay.
Nashville music.
A-list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot dang.
Been in the studio?
Yeah.
Well, chances are that yes.
Yeah, well, Eddie, I'm playing
Eddie,
the game.
Shut your mouth. He's playing the game that we didn't agree to play.
Married?
Yes.
Married to a celebrity?
No.
Who?
You get two more questions and that's it.
Oh.
I don't know if this person wants it to be known. They
have.
Are they also on a TV show?
Yeah.
TV show.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You think I'm doing it?
Yeah. No. The answer is yes.
Do it, Eddie.
Because she's not famous.
The answer is for sure yes, and hugely.
Okay, yes.
Eddie, do your impersonation of this person.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Give me Chipotle.
What?
Chipotle, please. Chips.
Why are you talking like that?
He's trying to throw
them
off.
No, that's who we think it is.
That's who we think it is.
You think it's Luke?
Yeah.
Well, Luke Bryan might have a Chipotle gift card for life, but I don't know. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Oh, wait. I got one more question then.
Okay, go ahead. You didn't have one more question. You just lied.
Oh.
Hey, man. Give me some.
No. Man, I don't know.
All right. Well,
I just got a haircut.
Haircut?
I don't know what people say.
No, you know. You know.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been seeing a wonderful man for the past 3 months. It's been great. However, I recently discovered he has a 3-year-old son. When we first started dating, he did not mention having a kid. And I must admit, I was taken aback when I found out. It's not that I have anything against children or single parents. It's just I didn't expect this surprise. Isn't that something you should bring up on the first, second, or even third date? I value the connection we've built so far. He insists he didn't tell me sooner because he usually only tells people about his kid once he has a future with them. Is this a red flag? What would you do in this situation? Signed, suddenly dating a dad. Yeah, you got to lead with that. You got to know that even before the first date.
Yeah, I mean, he's worried. He's thinking about his future, but that's part of your future too.
Yeah, if you're a parent and you're going out with somebody, that needs to come up even before you go out. It can be in the in your bio of your Instagram page that you talk on. That's just something you say.
If he didn't disclose that, what else is he not disclosing?
He may have been rejected before because somebody found out that he has a kid. And so it's like, I'm just not going to tell him because I don't want people to turn me down. But that's part of it. If they were going to reject you at the beginning, they're going to reject you probably.
Correct. Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Once he's got it,
save yourself some money
future.
For paying for the dates.
Yeah.
So yes, he knew he did wrong and he's hoping that you forgive him. But he should tell you that earlier.
But you know people are doing that. I mean,
Morgan, this happened to you ever?
Not alone.
You ever find out somebody's got a kid later? Will you date someone with a kid?
Oh, I did start texting a guy and we were messaging and it was all normal. And then he just threw in the conversation, yeah, I'm sitting here watching TV with my son. And I was like, wait, what?
That's a bomb.
And I was like, well, that is one way to share that. And I kind of texted a little bit more and then I just kind of faded away.
So you don't want to date anybody with a kid?
Not in this moment. I think if it gets a few more years added on, I might get to that point. But right now,
don't feel shame. I never wanted to date with a kid.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's just more that I'm like, I feel like I still could find somebody who doesn't have kids. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
But
if you met a guy that was awesome and he had a kid.
Perfect. Perfect, dude.
Yeah, that would be hard for me to. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot that comes with that, having another kid. It's not even just the kid itself.
There
it's just that you have
a mom. A human being.
So I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so at
and
this point in my life.
That's fair and fine. It's absolutely fair and fine. So what would you say, Morgan? Is this a red flag that he didn't say anything?
Yeah, I think it is because I think it shows the dishonesty. I get that it's really hard to date when you have kids. I totally understand that. But I think it's dishonest, especially because that's a big part of his life. So it's a red flag to me. It was a red flag when the guy did it to me texting. I think you should always be upfront and honest because then at least you know you're getting people back that also respect that you have the kid, right? You want to date somebody who also wants a kid.
Did you ask any questions about the guy's kid that you were texting with? We're like, oh, you have a kid? What's his name? You have a picture? Or did you just ignore it completely?
No, I was just kind of like, oh, that's really cool. What do you guys have planned today? And then I genuinely like just faded off right after that. It was like one text and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to back out.
That's healthy. All right, cool.
Yeah. Wasn't a great move.
All right, so suddenly dating a dad. Thank you for emailing us. It is a red flag. He should have told you earlier. If you don't want to date somebody with a kid, I would completely understand you not wanting to date this guy because of the kid. And it's okay if you break up and not date him anymore because you feel like he was dishonest with you. Because he was. Mm-hmm. He knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. But if you really, really like him and you're okay with dating somebody with a kid, I would say give him a beige flag, date him again, and see how it turns out. But keep one eye open. Mm-hmm. He's up to no good, if you ask me. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Almost time for Fun Fact Friday, but I like to leave with a couple facts that aren't fun, but they're interesting. It's just Fact Friday first. Christopher Columbus, bad dude.
Oh, yeah, bad dude.
Bad dude, bad dude. In his quest for the New World, promised a reward to the first person to spot land.
That's hilarious. That sounds like something you would do. Like, we're going like, all right, $100, whoever finds the land first.
But what would I do if you saw land before me?
So you couldn't see it?
No, I'd give you the $100 because you saw it.
Oh, no, what did he do?
Well, because I pay you guys all the time whenever you
want. Of course, of course.
Yeah, I know I obviously can't see it because I'm blind. Thank you for that joke, Lunchbox. That's yes, absolutely. So Columbus claimed the reward for himself by saying, I saw the light of this new land on October 11th, 1492, but one of his crew members had actually seen it the next day. And then Columbus, after that crew member said he saw it the day, he then claimed he saw the light the night before.
Wow, wow, wow. Maybe some of you would do
that. He's a dirty dog. No. No, because you know I can't see. Maybe other ways. But you know if I'm claiming I saw something, you guys know I'm lying.
Yeah.
Here's another one. It is a federal crime to reuse a stamp. It could actually get you a year in prison.
Like, one. Okay. See, I get some sometimes in the mail. Like, if it's not, like, they usually put a stamp over it so they know it's used. But if they don't do that, I peel that sucker off and put it on a envelope.
No, you do
if
not.
If the cops 100%. Kicked the door in right now and arrested him, that would be hilarious.
100% I do.
Mm-hmm. I watched a thing on TikTok where it was, forget what team it was, maybe the Jets or Giants. And it was the first time they had done it in the 80s. And it was a massive sting where they, all these guys that were on the run from the law, they, fugitives.
It was the Redskins.
That's exactly who it was. It was the Redskins.
It was awesome, dude.
And I watched like a 4-part, 5-minute each TikTok series on how they got all of these fugitives to come in because they had won like season tickets.
Or Super Bowl tickets.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Hey, and they all showed up.
And they show up and they're sitting in a room in just chairs.
They're all excited.
And guys like, what up? I'm here. What up? And then all the cops are outside the door.
Uh-huh.
Once they get them into this room, and they have to like take some, they have to like split them all up. But there's like 15 of them in this room, and they keep everybody else. And then they show all the cops in the hallway with like the batons and the shields and ready to go. And everybody, like I'm looking at Eddie Forward right now. So all the bad guys are looking at the like the owner or whatever. It's like, hey, congratulations. And the cops all come in the back doors behind them.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then they're there and they're like, put your hands up. And they got them. It was awesome.
Crazy.
They baited them with Super Bowl tickets.
I mean, is there
I can't believe they would come out of hiding for that stuff.
I can't believe they don't start talking to each other. Oh, you have a criminal record? I have a criminal record. Oh, crap, man. Like, we're busted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're all just chilling.
They said that they spent like $30,000 on this entire sting. If they would have chased one or two of those guys down by themselves, it's like $1 million.
Yeah.
And then other teams started calling to do.
Once you do it, though, you can't do it again, I don't think.
Well, back in the day, you probably could have because no internet.
Oh, good
no
point.
No social media.
Yeah, that was a good series. That's awesome. What team it was. When did you guys see that? Did you see it on TV or?
I saw it on TV. It was one of those 30 for 30s or something.
That's what it was.
Got it. I watched the TikTok for 30.
A lot shorter than mine.
All right, let's do Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Eddie, you go first.
All right, you know back in the old days when they took pictures, no one was smiling?
Yeah.
They're all just like frowns. Mm. That's because in the 1800s, they used to say prune. And you had to say prune when you took the picture, not cheese. So when they said prune, they'd be like prune. And they would frown.
Prune.
Was there another reason people didn't smile?
No, I don't know. They just said that they used to say prune instead of cheese.
I don't think that they really knew until, because old pictures, yes, you see everybody just standing there with like a straight face, but maybe it's because they didn't like look at the pictures right away or have mirrors.
Well, the photographer's like, all right, everybody say prune.
I think it was because you can't hold your smile for a long period of time.
Oh, and the picture took forever to take?
Uh-huh. Oh, that could be it.
That makes sense.
Well, don't.
Yeah, prune. You just hold it forever.
When people say cheese, do you say cheese?
No.
I always don't do it.
I just smile. To me, I don't even say cheese. I just go, smile. I know what that means.
Right.
More than smile. Actually say cheese. Okay. Thank you, Eddie. Morgan.
The at symbol was chosen for the first electronic mail because the developer, Ray Tomlinson, was mostly just looking for a symbol that wasn't used much.
That symbol already existed?
Yep. At? Mm-hmm. It was like a part of the keyboard. Yeah.
Like in the 80s and stuff?
I believe so. It's above
was that
the two.
Ampersand? What was that?
Ampersand. And no.
That's not it?
I think the ampersand is the and as in like, I don't know. You may look this up because we're talking about things now. The ampersand is like that circle
and. Oh, when you say like and.
Yeah. It's like it's hard. I never draw the and. I guess if I do and, I do like the triangle line.
Yes, yeah, that's what I do.
But the other one is like the curvy one.
Okay,
it looks like a music note.
That's an ampersand. Yes. Eddie went, Morgan went, lunchbox.
White rhinos' poops are unique identifiers, meaning that a rhino can take one whiff of the poop pile and instantly know the animal's age, sex, and reproductive status. Also, all white rhinos in a particular group, they all poop in the same spot. They know that, hey, the pile's over there, and you all go poop over there. It's crazy.
Amazing. That's like us.
That's also, extremely advanced.
Yeah.
Even though we're talking about poop, to have a uniform way to use the bathroom in a spot so you don't have it everywhere so people don't get sick. Or
I wish my dog could do that.
What?
Poop in the same spot.
Yeah
but they all know from like when they're born, they know that they go poop over there because that's where everybody else poops.
White rhinoceroses are the second largest land animal. Period.
What's the first?
Land animal? Mm-hmm. I mean, giraffes would be the tallest. Would they still be the largest?
Elephant, maybe.
Elephant, probably, yeah.
The rhinos are amazing.
African savanna bush elephant is the world's largest land animal.
There you go.
Oh, okay, mental note for easy trivia. Mm-hmm.
The African savanna bush elephant. That is a mad. Do you see the guy who just found the tusk, by the way, just laying around?
Yeah.
No.
He just saw like the Yeah, he's like, he actually looks for that stuff, but he just found it laying there.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Amy?
Do you think billion is a big number?
I do, yes.
There are
moving on.
Yes, yes. Good
we
fact.
Do think billion's a big number.
There
all
are
right.
5 billion living bacteria in your mouth at any given moment.
You know, I guess that's like when you go, there are 72 tons of chicken wings bought every Super Bowl.
Oh, that's a lot.
I'm like, I don't... And bacteria, you could say they have 1 trillion in my mouth. And I'm like, oh, yeah, how about that?
Oh, even when you buy like probiotics, it says like 1 billion strands of bacteria in there.
How do they count all that?
Yeah, they got a counter. One dude.
It's like a guy, like you're going to a club, the clicker. One, click, two. Click. There's a bacteria bouncer. All right, finally, Nevada is the only state where you can buy alcohol any hour of the day. Of all the United States, there is no designated time that bars must close. There is no last call.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Jillian lives in Boston. She's 24 years old, and she wanted to adopt a cat. So she went through a local animal shelter's website, scrolling through, looking at all the pictures. And she came across this cat with bright green eyes. The cat's name was Raina. Only problem is she started reading about Raina, and she has major health issues. She's an older cat with terminal cancer. Mm. So a lot of people don't want to bring in a cat that they're going to love and then, you know, have it pass on. Well, she thought the opposite. She's like, I'm going to adopt Raina. I'm going to give her the best life that she can have until it's over. And she hopes that her story will inspire other people to consider adopting older animals.
Yeah, that's
too.
Awesome. That's a great story. That's a heart person. That's a part of it.
Yeah.
Selfless, full of heart. Take a cat that you know is old and sick because there's going to be money involved. And you're going to get close to it and it's going to die.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting sad. Wait, this segment.
Tell me something
that's
good.
That's awesome. She's awesome. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Amy's got 3 points. She's dominating. Eddie's not in the game. This is the most boring season ever.
I was just saying, it might be the shortest season ever. Like,
Amy's
it's been ugly.
Come on, Amy's just killing. It's time for easy trivia. Here you go. The category is Disney. Who is the captain of the pirate ship in Peter Pan?
Captain... Captain Hook.
Captain Crook and Chase. Is this for Wheel of Fortune?
I almost said
Captain
Crook.
Hook. Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You don't go home on this one. Let It Go is from what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Correct. Morgan, what Disney movie features a young deer and a rabbit named Thumper?
Oh, Snow White.
Incorrect, Bambi. Oh. You are eliminated if you were to be eliminated. What animated Disney movie features a genie voiced by Robin Williams, Abby?
Oh, Aladdin.
Good. So, nobody goes home the first round. It's the easiest trivia game ever. Amy's wearing her tiara because she is the returning champion. Eddie, your microphone has to go off now because you're not in the game.
Turn it off.
Now. There he goes. Category slogans, guys. Ready?
Yeah.
Easy trivia. Amy, which paper towels brand is the Quicker Picker Upper?
Oh, man. Bounty. The Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty.
Correct. Lunchbox, which brand's slogan is the happiest place on earth?
Disney World.
We'll accept it, or Disneyland. Yes, we'll accept it. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand is the slogan, Morgan, of what?
Melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Ooh. I believe it's a candy, and I think it's M&M's, but... Oh. Skittles? M&M's.
Correct. Abby, Just Do It is the slogan of what company?
Nike.
Correct. Next up, country capitals.
Oh,
countries gosh. In the world.
Amy, Paris is the capital of what country?
France.
Lunchbox, Berlin is the capital of what country?
Germany.
Correct. Tokyo is the capital of what country, Morgan?
Japan.
Correct. Ottawa is the capital of what country, Abby?
Canada.
Correct. Good job, everybody.
Wow.
The category is animals. Easy trivia. Amy, what kind of bears are found in the Arctic?
Polar bears.
Correct. Lunchbox, what kind of land do camels typically live in?
A desert.
Correct. How many limbs does an octopus have, Morgan? How many limbs does an octopus have? A lot.
Spiders have 8, but what do octopus have? Do they have more than that? Crap. 8.
8's correct. Octo. 8. Octo.
Okay.
I don't know that spiders have 8. Some may, but I think 6 is pretty popular with the spiders.
No, 6 is like an ant. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure 6 and 8 spiders.
What, Mike? There you go.
Yeah.
See? 6, 8, 10. What's a group of fish called, Abby?
A school.
Correct. Good. Country music in the 2010s, Amy. What country music artist had their debut single, Hurricane, go number one in 2017?
Luke Combs.
Correct. Lunchbox, what country singer collaborated with Justin Timberlake on the song Say Something and also performed at the CMAs?
Chris Stapleton.
Correct.
Yeah.
Morgan, what country singer released the album Golden Hour in 2018?
Golden Hour, Casey Musgraves.
Correct. Abby, what country duo collaborated with Bebe Rexha on the song Meant to Be in 2018?
Florida Georgia Line.
Correct. Classic cartoons. Nobody's eliminated. Oh. Amy, Optimus Prime is the leader of the Autobots in what classic cartoon turned movie franchise? Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots.
Transformers.
Correct. Lunchbox and the Flintstones. What is the name of Fred Flintstone's best friend?
Barney.
Correct. Barney Rubble. Morgan, in the cartoon series Tom and Jerry, who's the cat?
Oh, Tom the Tomcat.
Correct. Velma, Fred, and Daphne are characters from what cartoon, Abby? Velma, Fred, and Daphne.
Scooby-Doo.
Correct.
Wow.
Here we go, math. Amy, how many degrees are in a circle?
360.
Correct. Lunchbox, what is the product of any number multiplied by 0?
0.
Correct. What is the mathematical term for the bottom number of a fraction, Morgan? The bottom number of a fraction. Boom, over, boom. What's the bottom one?
I can see it. I can see the math problem in my head. Stop! The total.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
That is the?
The denominator.
Nice. Abby, what is the square root of 144?
That is 12.
Correct.
Woo.
3 left. Good job. The category is time. Amy, what is the term for a period of 100 years?
A century.
Correct. Lunchbox, how many days are in a leap year?
366.
Correct.
Oh, you almost got me. You almost got me. You tried.
Wait.
Yeah. Leap year.
I know. I wanna...
Abby, how many weeks in a year?
Oh, I always mess this up. It's 52.
Correct. We're going to speed round, guys. Yeah, five questions with three of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Speed round with three people?
With five questions. Here we go. The category is space. Which planet is the farthest from the sun in our
solar system?
Lunchbox.
Mars.
Incorrect. What planet is farthest from the sun in our solar system? Say your name
again. Amy.
Amy.
Well, are you counting Pluto? Then Neptune.
I can't give her that answer because she answered like two different things.
What?
There.
No,
Abby,
I didn't.
Answer.
That's right. Hold on. Geo Saturn.
It's Neptune. But your answer can't be, are you counting Pluto or is it Neptune? You just have to answer a question. No, no, but yellow card.
It.
Yellow card's been issued.
Oh!
You just need to answer. When you buzz in, you have to answer. You can't dilly-dally around.
Here we go.
It's speed round.
Let's go. Okay. Four left. I'm ready.
What time of day does the sun appear highest in the sky?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
2 p.m.
Incorrect.
Abby. Noon.
Correct. Hey, I like it. Mars and 2 p.m., just go hard.
Go hard or home.
Yeah.
I didn't know the answer, so you just guessed.
Yeah, amen. I can't.
And now I get it. 24 hours, it should be right at halfway. Stupid. Now that I think about it, but I don't have time to think.
It's some thinking, you know? But
I don't have time to think.
Sometimes you don't have time to think. It's speed round.
Yeah.
All right, three left. The English language is the category. What do you call a word that describes a noun?
Lunchbox. Verb.
Incorrect.
Dang Abby. It. What?
Abby. Adjective.
Correct. Adjective.
Oh my gosh.
What? What happened?
Nothing.
Why did you yell and get mad?
Because no, I'm not mad. My brain. Lunch. Nothing. Lunchbox.
Guys, she's breaking down.
I don't know what they are.
Because I'll speak when the game's over.
Go ahead.
Okay, good. U.S. trivia. Advanced U.S. trivia. There's two categories, two questions left. How many stars were on the first American
Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
13.
Correct.
Boom! Here I come! Here I come! Let's go!
Lunchbox, you need this to tie.
I need it to tie. To Amy,
go to
sit out.
To go to sudden day.
Amy, you cannot win. Turn off your mic.
Why?
Because Abby has two, I have one. You are not a part of this.
But she can get it just for her own sake. The category is biology.
Oh, God. You want to tell you? I'm going to tell you what. Science is
What is the study of heredity called?
Amy. Geology.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Lunchbox. Genology. Genealogy.
Incorrect.
No, you said geology.
No, I didn't.
Incorrect.
I didn't say geology.
It doesn't matter. Abby won.
Genetics.
Oh, genetics.
Jeez.
Genealogy. Really?
Genetics.
That's not a thing, genealogy.
But Abby, you are the winner.
Oh.
Nice job. There she is, Abby. Yeah. Amy, you have 10 seconds. Go ahead.
I feel like
now
I feel like my Neptune answer should have counted.
It's speed round.
I understand.
And when you buzz in, you have basically 1 second to answer, and you went, well, it can't be Pluto. It's got to be Neptune. So no.
Bobby, just go ahead and give her Neptune.
Okay, you know what? You have Neptune.
Well, no, you never
there you
know.
She gets Neptune. All right, she got Neptune. And she still wins.
The trajectory of my mind.
But speed round, you have to answer the question.
No,
if it's
no,
not speed round, you can't dilly-dally around.
I hear you, but then Pluto gets confusing.
Almost second yellow card.
You got it. He gave it to you.
I gave
you
the prize.
No.
You appealed and you won.
It doesn't count now. Right.
No, it does. You got one. I got one. Abby got two.
Abby's the winner. Easy trivia. All right.
But then my brain wouldn't be preoccupied.
Let's do this.
Stop. Lunchbox, stop.
Oh,
game's over.
She's going to get mad at you.
Hey, my game was over and I got yellow card for Lunchbox too.
Oh.
Oh. All right. There you go. The
Bob Ball Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Dax Shepard is very open about how he's a recovering alcoholic, so he drinks non-alcoholic beer. Well, he and his wife, Kristen Bell, they let their 8 and 9-year-old daughters drink it too. And they put out a quote, said, hey, you can judge me if you want. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's your problem if you feel that way.
Interesting, letting kids drink non-alcoholic beer. Let me see if I can formulate some thoughts on this.
Okay.
My first thought is, as someone who's not tasted beer, is that it just feels like it would taste nasty. And like, maybe they just want to do it because their parents are doing it, but it smells like pee. I don't think as a kid I would chase that.
I agree.
I think they're just worse drink.
Well,
I know the beer association, like, oh, it's the fake beer. Would you let your kid eat a candy cigarette? Probably.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
We did that back in the day for sure. But I will say we were out to eat the other night and my daughter wanted a Bellini sans the alcohol.
You know what? Yes, a virgin.
Yeah.
Well, mock. They're not virgins anymore.
Mock.
Yeah, they're mock.
You can't
we kind of moved past the virgin, but I still sometimes go, can I get a virgin margarita? It's not really virgin anymore. Yeah. But yeah, a mocktail or an N.A.,
non-alcoholic.
Yeah, so
that's great. Yes,
how I was thinking about it. Now, yeah, she's not kicking back like a beer bottle of anything,
right,
but it's the same thing.
The beer is weird because it's not like a great taste. Mm-hmm. It's an acquired taste. It does get better once you drink like 100 of them, but you know.
Is that about how?
Yeah,
many?
Dude, like the first 100,
acquired taste.
It's like, look, but it gets you drunk. That's cool, and then eventually you're like, oh, it tastes good.
And I could understand if you had a problem, you're an alcoholic, but you developed a taste for the beer. And you still wanted that burn,
correct.
That beer taste. Now, some non-alcoholic beer still has a little bit of alcohol in it, like 0.3 or 0.4%.
Oh.
But so does, like, kombucha.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's not alcohol. A wise man once said, I'm offended. Everybody's offended by everything. Get over it.
Right,
okay,
like,
next.
These are not your kids. Move on. So, it's so hot in Arizona that doctors are treating a lot of serious burns on people and kids who have just fallen to the ground. Like, if they're playing outside and they fall, like, an elementary school librarian even claims that his shoes melted just from walking on the street.
Really?
So they're getting burned by how hot the sidewalk is or the pavement.
Oh. Yes.
I thought you meant, like, a burn, like a rug burn.
Mm-hmm. No, like, by gotcha. The heat, which is a wow. reminder, too, for, like, if you're taking your dog out for a walk, their paws can only take so much. So mm-hmm. be aware of that.
So they get the cut, the scrape. And the hot burn.
Eesh. Yeah. I think that the dog thing, if I remember correctly, like if you take your palm and put it down on the concrete or the pavement for like 5 seconds and it's like, then like you shouldn't walk your dog on it.
If it's dark and it's been in the sun, I pick the dog up, put it on my shoulders.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good of you.
Thank you. Yeah. I do like, you know, guys will throw their jacket down over a puddle for a lady back in the 50s. Yeah. I do that for my dogs. I just take a whole bunch of coats
mm-hmm.
and I move them.
They do make little shoes
for dogs
to wear.
But do they keep those on?
No, yes, my dog wants to chew them off.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
If you Velcro them tight enough. Granger Smith is about to release his memoir. It's called Like a River, named after his son, River, who they lost tragically. So they talk about that. The grief, addiction, healing. And Granger was just saying, hey, there's a lot of heavy topics in here. And so while they're a family and you may see their kids holding one of the books, they're not even letting their kids read it. So he would just ask that you be aware as well if you get a copy.
Fake advertising.
Fake advertising.
His kids are holding the book and he won't let his kids read it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's a lot and it's emotional. So he said, just, you know, use caution if you're reading it at home.
I love that, dude. Good dude.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Anytime people are working with kids who don't have dads, like I feel that personally because I grew up without a dad for most of my life. And so there's a radio station in Salina, Kansas, and they've been doing Dads for a Day for 10 years now, which is cool because they will find kids who either their dad's has passed away or their dad's in jail and they don't have a male influence or a positive male influence. And they take them to do things that a lot of times, typically, a dad would do. Now, a lot of the moms go as well. And so he's just making sure that a lot of these kids who don't have a father figure or a male influence have it if they want it. And so for me, it's a big deal. My football coach, who didn't really sign up for the gig to be my sort of dad, by the way, he just was a football coach who recognized, hey, this kid needs a little extra love. My best friend Evan's dad, my youth director at church. And then later, my teenage years, Arkansas Keith. But it's like without those guys stepping in and I won't say volunteering, but really like giving a lot of themselves for me, I don't think I would be here. So big shout out to our station, 99KG and Shane McClintock for doing this. And for everybody else in the country who's doing this as well for kids that don't have a father influence, boys and girls, awesome. It is a big deal. You know, they do a lot of things. They would do dads, you know, mom events and stuff at school. And I always remember I would avoid those.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really have either that was doing a lot, you know. But it's really cool that people are stepping in there like that. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.